Welcome to The Kaleidoscope with Allison Keys. This is a podcast from CBS News, and I am your host. Every week, we discuss issues including gender and race. This week, the nation is preparing to celebrate Juneteenth in its second year as a federal holiday. It marks the day in 1865 that slaves in Texas finally learned that they were free, 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation took effect. In Brooklyn, the second annual Juneteenth Unity Fest is being held on Sunday, June 19th, which also happens to be Father's Day. Entertainer and minister Ty Tribbett is headlining and joins us to talk about the intersection of the holiday and faith. He also discusses why he needed to be involved with the event. That conversation after this short break.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Well, I thought it was necessary for the educational purposes. When I was coming up, I didn't hear about this till most recently, the truth of our day of liberation. And I think the educational part of it is essential so that we could be well informed of our history. And then it's a celebration. It's a celebration of truth, enlightenment, and our people. So I love being part of that. And then that's where hope and faith lies. And that's my world anyway. So it's an honor to be part of this.
I wanted to talk to you some about faith because I know your music is gospel. You're a pastor. How important is faith to what Juneteenth means to the Black community? And for listeners that don't know, it's the day that Black people in Texas finally found out that they were free long mm-hmm. after the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, after. Mm-hmm. Way after. I think faith is a part of our community, period. I think it's in our blood. We are original man, so we are God's children. So faith is in our blood, whether we exercise it, whether we live by it or not, or to the level that we should, it is in our blood. So it almost comes naturally to have faith, which is spiritual as we understand. So I think it's very important to our community to stay connected to the source, to continue to press through times such as the pandemic or such as racial injustice or, you know, such as what we may be going through just within our own homes. So faith has got to be the backbone of our society and for us as a people so that we continue to evolve and elevate and press forward. We need it.
And gospel music has been the soundtrack of our community's battle, right? With everything from racial injustice to violence to income inequality.
Yes, and I do hear more, even other genres and other places, you know, playing that because it's the only music that has hope, that has faith, and that has encouragement. And we all needed it, especially in these last 2 years.
I've got to ask you, I know you're a dad. So what does it mean to you that Juneteenth, on its second anniversary as a federal holiday, is falling on Father's Day?
That's special to me. That's special. That's special to connect Father's Day to Juneteenth because there were fathers, of course, involved in that. There were fathers, and you can give your kids the history of it. And I love the fact that we could be celebrated while still celebrating a freedom. You know what I mean? For being tied and being one. I think I love that whole thing, man.
You have two daughters?
Two daughters. Austin Taylor, she will be 20, good Lord, in October. And Lincoln Victoria, who will be 16, Lord Jesus, in a couple of days.
I wonder if you think the Juneteenth holiday, as a dad, teaches something different to our sons and daughters.
Well, I think to get the education at that age is an advantage already. So by the time they're our age, they'll be in power. Like there are so many things kept from us as a people. That's what that teaches to me. There are so many things kept from us that will help add value to us, that will encourage us to be more in the earth. There's so much information kept from us. This is my lesson to them as far as Juneteenth is concerned. So take advantage of the resources you have to gather information and get education on certain things. You know, you don't have to always be in a college for 8 years to have understanding and information on certain things. There's YouTube. There's so many ways to get information. You don't have to be in the dark for years, like, you know, unfortunately, the people were for Juneteenth. You can get that information and you can advance in this world and in the kingdom of God. So hopefully that sends that message to them at a younger age and they can have that momentum by the time they're at our age. Woo, who knows?
I've got to take you somewhere else, though, especially as a father. There are hearings, right, about gun violence in the wake of the horrific school shootings. And because our communities in so many cities, I'm from Chicago, are plagued by violence that is, you know, often affecting young people. What meaning do you think people will get from this holiday? It's about peace. It's about history, you were saying. And this time, what does that mean to you as a dad?
Well, I pray that it brings some type of, how could I call it? Sobriety, as it's a moment of reflection, which often leads to introspection. So prayerfully, those that have that violent heart and those that are stirring the pot of violence and rage in our communities will take a moment to reflect on the holiday and then have introspective view on, well, what am I doing to, you know what I mean, to add value to our people instead of the rage or the anger or whatever fuels that thing. I pray that there's like a shift of focus, if you will, and perspective that will lead to some type of change, which is needed for peace.
What would you say to some parents like the ones we heard who are just saying they're simply terrified to send their children to school? They don't know where to turn. They don't know who's going to back them up. They don't know who's going to back up their kids, you know?
You know what? I got to be honest. I can't say that I blame them. I can't say that I don't feel or understand where they're coming from. And I can't aggressively push. Well, you know, you got to get them back to school, though. You got to advance it. I can't, to be honest with you, I can't say that I would aggressively push that, even though I am for education. However, we need to have some type of guaranteed safety. And I don't know who could give that or how they could give that, but we need to have a guarantee that our children are safe. So I would say to the parent, I feel you. I understand if there's anything you could do in your communities, whether it's a PSA meeting or whatever, whatever you can do to advance the importance of the safety of your children and security of them, do what you got to do. Go to whatever meeting, town hall meeting, do whatever you got to do to help make that change. Because I agree with you, we should not just be business as usual if there are not some other things put in place to secure our kids.
All right, let me change gears to something much more cheerful. Talk to me about the Juneteenth Unity Fest. What you doing and what's going on?
Yes, me along with a lot of my friends will be there celebrating this amazing holiday. I, for one, am excited because not just for the holiday, but I have some new music that I want to share with our community. I haven't had new music in about 5 years. So I, for one, am personally excited to share my gifts with our community as we celebrate this day of freedom. And I got some surprises up my sleeve, but I'm not going to say it because it's a surprise.
Okay. Well, no new music for 5 years. Was that about the pandemic or something else?
Yeah, a lot of it was about the pandemic. I started writing, I guess, 3 years ago, and I thought 3 years ago I would be completed with the album. But, of course, the pandemic hit, and kind of that two-year process, kind of like I had to navigate that a little differently. So I'm glad to be back. It's called All Things New. My album will be out July the 8th, 7/8, and it's called All Things New. I'm so excited about it.
What's your favorite song off the album? I understand one of them is actually called New, so tell me what the message is.
I'm ready to go, ready for more. I'm ready for new, like a straight out the stone. You already know, I'm ready to flow. I'm ready to move, the old is new. I'm in Papa's new bag, I'm just throwing up the tags. You know that I'm new.
New mind, new heart, got that.
Yes. Today is new. I think every day or every other day or week it changes. But today it's new. We just shot the video for it. That's really, really in my spirit right now. That song to me is like a celebration. I see like a float at a parade, like the Thanksgiving Day parade in New York. I see a float and I see God on the float and I see us all celebrating this God who can take any situation, no matter how dark or bad it is, no matter how troublesome it has been, no matter how it's kept you up at night, or no matter how you're stubborn and you can't seem to find change, no matter what place you're in, God can turn it around and make you new. I've experienced it time after time after time after time. And that's also my hope for our communities as well, that God will just give us the heart to change and make all things new. He's done it so many times in my life, and I just want to celebrate that. So it's called New. And prayerfully, people will experience hope, like, okay, my situation is not that bad. You know what I mean? It can turn around.
That was entertainer Ty Tribbett, who is headlining the Juneteenth Unity Fest in Brooklyn on Sunday. Thanks so much for joining us. Also, thanks to Alan Pang for his production assistance. Like what you hear? Come on back for more. There will be new episodes of Kaleidoscope with Allison Keys every Friday. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast and leave a rating or review. Thanks for listening. I'm Allison Keys, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.